علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We reached this phrase in the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the fact that the prophets and the messengers' duty is to excavate and to bring forth the intellects that have been buried under the, under imaginary superstitious concepts and beliefs, and to bring that intellect forth. And we discussed at length about that point. What we want to discuss, inshallah, today is another point that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, another duty of the messengers, and that is وَيُرُوهُمْ آيَاتِ الْمَقْدِرَةِ, that the messengers, they show and display to the people the signs of God's power. And this is a very important thing, one of the most important duties of the messengers. And if you notice here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَيُرُوهُمْ, that the prophets show the people these signs. Once the prophet shows these signs to the people, it's the people's duty to reflect, to ponder, to think, and come to conclusions regarding what they are supposed to do and what they aren't supposed to do in life, and to decide a good future for themselves, which will lead to their felicity.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when you talk about these signs of God's power, a believing person is such that if truly he focuses on these issues and these entities that have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person would clearly see the power of God hidden behind the curtains of that entity itself. He would, in the start, contemplate and think about it with his mind, but then slowly and gradually his heart would also be able to witness that power of God. This is something that is there. It is there in our riwayat. It is there in the verses of the Quran regarding the fact that when people slowly work hard spiritually, a time would come when they would be able to witness the power of God directly. But right now, what the prophets are supposed to do in this particular phrase that is there in Nahjul Balagha is that the messengers, the prophets are just supposed to show the people, point out to the people the fact that these things are, these entities are signs of God's power. They are signs of God's authority. And all of them manifest the power of God within them. To make the people realize this fact and to point them towards this reality. You see, there are many times that people witness and see things, but it is the way they see that is very important. A person, for example, may be looking at the mirror, but may not be paying attention to the mirror itself and would be paying attention to the reflection in the mirror. Or sometimes a person may be looking at the mirror and its shape, but will not be paying attention to the reflections that are there in the mirror. So it is how you look at something that is important. If you decide to look at something in a certain manner and be able to understand the dimensions of that entity's existence, then you will be able to pay attention to it. But if you don't decide to do that, then your mind will ignore that aspect and will not be able to focus on that direction. And this is something that is very common. If you look at various entities and various things in this world, you will see similar examples of what I have said.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, I would like to give you other examples also. For example, there is a watchmaker, or a watch seller, let's say, and he is walking on the road selling watches, and he is seeing the watches, he's giving the people the watch, he's telling them, this is the watch, you can have it, look at it. But if you ask the watchmaker the time, he might not know the time. While he's been looking at all of those watches constantly, but he doesn't know the time. Why? Because he hasn't paid attention and he hasn't focused on an important aspect of the watch, and that is its aspect of showing the time. Similarly, we as human beings, when we look at these entities in the universe, various entities, all of them are creations of God and all of them manifest God's power. But we look at them only in one direction. We pay attention and focus to only one dimension of their existence. And therefore, we don't realize that these are actually manifestations of God's power. For example, when we look at the mountain, we pay attention to the beauty and we pay attention to its surface and its height and its, for example, its curves, let's say, and its jaggediness and all of that. You know, we just pay attention to the apparent aspect of the mountain. But we don't focus on the cause of how this mountain became. And even if we focus on the cause, we only focus on certain causes and not other causes that could be probably there. And this is because of the weakness of the human being, and that is why Allah sends the prophets to strengthen this aspect in the human being, that he needs to think further than what primarily or what quickly comes to the mind and go deeper than that. This is a very important aspect of human creation, and inshallah we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through these statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam we can focus on the more important aspects of creation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم. مرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه